In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Rich Schmidt coming to you. I'm with Prophecy Focus Ministries, and it's really great to be able to spend some time with you this morning on the Word for Life broadcast. Folks, it's such a pleasure to be able to talk about the things of the Lord. Isn't media wonderful? Folks, I love the radio. I love Christian television. There's so many different ways now that we can get the message of God out to folks, the message of Jesus Christ, our Savior, out to the world. And it's just wonderful that we have people that are dedicating their time and efforts to make these broadcasts possible. Folks, there are people that are here right now as I'm having the pleasure of speaking that give their time and energies and their talents in order to get these broadcasts to you. They edit things. They do just wonderful, wonderful work. They're good, godly, wonderful people. And I'm so thankful for them and the tremendous ministry that they have in getting these things out. I'm so thankful that we have some time together, and we're going to go through a little more on the wonderful subject of the transforming work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Folks, here's why I'm really burdened, and this will be the last message on this particular series, and here's why I've spent multiple messages talking about the Holy Spirit. Folks, our country is in a mess. We've been going through the COVID crisis. We've watched recently as riots and horrible things have been taking place across our country. We're watching as on an international level, there's wars and violence taking place everywhere. We're watching as the crime rates are skyrocketing in our country right now. We're watching as people are rebelling against law enforcement, rebelling against government. All these things are taking place. And folks, if God doesn't do something wonderful and powerful in our country, we'll watch as it turns into chaos and anarchy. And we need the power of the Holy Spirit in Christians working like we've never worked before, doing our job while God leaves us here sojourning on this earth to prevent our country from going in the wrong direction. Folks, you say, we're just a little band of Christians. How are we supposed to change the world? How are we going to change these things that you just mentioned? We're just Christians. Nobody really cares what a Christian thinks anymore. In fact, we've been pushed back and not given credibility anymore. Well, folks, I want to challenge that statement. You know, I've heard so many Christians say recently that we're done with revivals. God will never, ever bring a revival to America again. We're approaching the last days, and there's no hope. There's no change. There's no ability for America to come back for God. And, folks, I want to say, perish the thought. I want to say that as long as God gives Christians a breath to breathe on this earth, before he comes and takes us home at the rapture of the church, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, and 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 to 54, what I want you to understand, folks, what I need you to understand is that God can still do marvelous things through his people if we would walk in the Spirit. Folks, what's taking place? What's taking place in so many of our churches? You mind if I preach for a few minutes here, folks? Folks, I've been with Prophecy Focus Ministries for about 5 years, 6 years. I've traveled this country. I've traveled internationally. I've watched churches shut their doors. I've watched churches that were once vibrant, powerful places where God's people were on fire, where souls were being saved, shut their doors. I've also seen some churches that are doing the basic disciplines of God. They're walking in the Holy Spirit. They're walking with God. They're reading their Bibles. They're praying. They're out there telling the gospel. They're doing programming on radio and TV. They're getting the message out through the internet. They're going on to YouTube. They're doing everything possible to expand the gospel of Christ. But folks, those churches are becoming the minority. It's so important. And yes, I'm a little hobby horse in this morning because I know, Christian, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God will do some wonderful things through you. You mean me? I mean you. Absolutely, I mean you. If you are a Christian, if you have truly trusted Christ, if you are truly filled with the Holy Spirit, If we are truly doing the spiritual disciplines that God asks us to do, and we are walking in the Spirit, folks, God can use us, and God will use us. I've been in a particular church for the last several months, and the church was kind of struggling when I first got there. They had a good core of people, nice group of folks. And folks, we began to get to work. And we began to preach the gospel every single Sunday. Now, we'd give good messages to Christians, but we'd include the gospel. We started putting out the importance of telling other folks about Christ. We went to the internet. We went to the media. We did everything possible. Then this is just a few months ago. And all of a sudden, we started to see things change in the church. We started to see visitors were coming every single week. We started to see folks coming to Jesus Christ. We started to see a change in the right direction in the church. And folks, that's just one little teeny tiny church in this big giant country. If God's people, if God's preachers, if God's Christians will get on fire for God, get busy for Him, shut off the television, shut off all the other things, shut off the recreation. I'm not saying not to have fun, but folks, if God's people would really say, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of our country going in the wrong direction. I'm tired of us giving up on God. I'm tired of this. Are you tired of it, folks? I'm saying, I hope I got your ear. You say, man, this sounds like some of that old-fashioned preaching I used to hear 50 years ago. Well, folks, we need some old-fashioned preaching from 50 years ago. We really do. Because when we decide that the Holy Spirit can no longer change lives, when we decide that churches no longer can have an impact in our society, we need some good old-fashioned boot kicking in the seat of our pants to get right with God and get back out there and get busy doing God's work. And I hope you're saying amen out there. If you're saying, oh me, I'm sorry, but I'm really fired up and excited about what God can do. Let's go to, in the few minutes we have left, I've kind of set the tone, right? And you're like, wow, you fired up today, preacher. And I am fired up because I believe God is still working. I believe God can still do some wonderful things. But folks, we've got to get off our blessed assurance, so to speak, and seek the Holy Spirit, get the Holy Spirit power back in our lives, back in our churches, back in our ministries, and get out there and get busy for God. Can you say amen with me out there? Can I hear you? Well, thank you. That's good. I'm encouraged. All right, here we go. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. I say then, from the Apostle Paul to the church at Galatia, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Did you see what God's saying here? And you know, Christian, and you're in your own environment, you're not here looking at me in the face, you know that what we just read is absolutely true. Do you struggle with your walk with God? Do you struggle with temptation? Do you struggle with fleshly desires? Do you struggle with those things that keep you out of the Word of God? Do you struggle with praying every day? Do you struggle with reading your Bible? Do you struggle with doing something as simple as going to church every single Sunday that you're in town? To a good godly church, by the way, where they preach the Bible. If you are struggling with that, you are not walking in the Spirit. I'm not trying to be judgmental. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm simply saying, look at what God can do. Let's read it. I say then, Paul says, Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit. Verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Uh-oh. Are you ready for this list? Check it off. If any of these things pop up in your list and you're like, yeah, I'm doing that, you got a problem. All right? Again, I can't see you, so stick with me. Don't go away. Now, the works of the flesh are evident. Here's what God says you shouldn't be doing, which are adultery, fornication. You know what fornication is? Fornication is doing any intimate act, and you know what I'm talking about when I mean intimate act, any intimate act that isn't done in a marriage situation. Oh, preacher, you're one of those old fuddy-duddies that believes one man, one woman, one marriage, and that's it. It's not what I believe. I don't even want you to worry about what I believe. I want you to worry about what the Bible says. What does the Bible say about it? Well, that's old-fashioned. That's fuddy-duddy. That's not... It's Christian. It's what God asks us to do. Folks, we need to get back to a Christian mindset, not a cultural mindset, not a fleshly mindset, not an earthly mindset. Folks, if you're living in immorality, you're not pleasing God. And if you're a Christian, I'm not even worried about those that aren't saved right now. If you're a Christian and you're living in an immoral situation, you'll never have the walk. You just won't. You won't be filled with the Spirit. You can't be. God says it's impossible. Uncleanness, lewdness, same concept. Pornography. I listened to a recent lecture at a large Christian organization that was getting together about the 50 to 70% of Christians involved in pornography today, including pastors. Wow. You don't think we have a problem? You wonder why we don't see folks coming to Christ across the country? Do we wonder why churches are closing their doors? You can't have the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to do these things. You say, man, you're just ornery today. No, folks, I'm not trying to be ornery. I really am not. I'm trying to say, listen, we can change our culture, but we've got to get right with God or it's not going to happen. Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath. Hey, Christian, you ever get mad at somebody and blow up? Did you ever lose your cool? Selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness. Folks, I know that there's different opinions on alcohol among Christians. But here's one thing that you absolutely, as a Christian, cannot deny. And I know there's some out there you're saying, well, you know, I'll have a glass of wine here and there with dinner. I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to talk about drunkenness right now on Christians. I'm talking about Christians that are going on the internet by the droves with their bottle of whiskey, with their bottle of wine, their eyes red, they're hammered out of their brains, they're claiming the name of Christ, and they are literally drunk, going on Facebook, touting it like it's a good thing to do. Folks, come on. Can we get real here? God condemns it. We just read it, Galatians chapter 5, and you're like, I'm turning you off. I'm not listening to this anymore. Well, that's fine. You can turn me off. I hope you don't. You know what I really hope? I hope the Holy Spirit puts you under conviction right now. And it's like enough of living in this sinful way, enough of doing these things which I shouldn't be doing. Envies, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Ooh. You say, this is a pretty rough message this morning. It is, folks. But it's time, if we want God's people to come back to God, if we want to see revival in America, if we want to see churches grow, if we want to see souls coming to Christ, if we want to see the Holy Spirit moving in our churches like never before, then it's time for revival. You say, Brother Rich, will you preach this at our church? You betcha I will. You get a hold of Prophecy Focus Ministries, go on the internet. I'll be happy to come and preach a revival for you. Because, folks, that is what America needs. That is what our church needs. We need to get right with God. Folks, I love you. I truly do. I care about you. I want you to enjoy your life. I want you to walk with God because that's what He asks of us. Would you do that? Well, thanks so much for listening to the Word for Life broadcast. May God richly bless you.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at the Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about the Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.